Oh, man.
I want this.
Game Manics Podcast, episode 17. November 8th, 2008. We're back in this bitch. Fall. Doing it. Heavy releases. I'm Brooklyn, aka Fallback.
It's your boy, Space Boss, aka Space Joe Gamer, aka President Elect, aka Gamers for Obama.
Oh, yeah, it's your boy, True Talent. He's back in. He broke his ankle last week, but he's back in this bitch.
Yeah, man, so back, lots of big releases, man, last 2 weeks. Got Gears of War that just dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
Got Little Big Planet, the Left 4 Dead demo. We got a lot to talk about. Resistance 2, Fable 2, Mirror's Edge demo.
Fallout.
Lots. Fallout.
Resistance 2.
Yep. So.
I got something to say about Midnight Club also, real quick.
Alright.
Man, what's up, man?
Don't gotta say it first. Mind me later.
Man, I wanna hear it now.
Yeah, go, go.
Go.
Go. Ready? Go. Alright. One thing about Midnight Club. It's a Rockstar game, as we all know. You know? Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's about just as fun as Grand Theft Auto, which is not that fun after a while.
Oh, wow. I thought you was going the other way with it.
It felt like it's Grand Theft Auto. But no, I'm not going that way. I'm letting it be known that that game gets really boring and repetitive. Like, all you're doing is driving around, trying to find the big race. Like, that's the whole game. And I mean, and the races, honestly, aren't that fun. Like, it's just like driving around in Grand Theft Auto.
You know what? It's interesting that you said that, because that's kind of where I was coming from when I was talking about Burnout Paradise compared to Ridge Racer. Was that my thing was, I don't like not knowing what the fuck I gotta do next. Like, that's why I stopped playing GTA 4. Because for me, it was kind of like, I got to a point where now when I, like, for example, right now with my game save, when I jump back on it, I don't know what my next mission is. Like,
right.
I've called everybody on the phone. Nobody picks up. I drive around. Nothing happens. And it's like, after 10 minutes of that, I'm like, fuck it. I'll just pop in something else. It's way too many things that I could be doing and playing.
And let me mention one more thing about that game. It's like, I understand, you know, damage to car, things like that. And some people like that, like race simulation. But honestly, I don't want a racing game where if I hit something, my car just totally goes out of commission. Every piece of glass breaks. Everything breaks, and I can't drive anymore.
Man, y'all don't like, man, Burnout. Man, I'm gonna be real with y'all. Burnout is my game. Y'all know that.
It's not fun, yo.
But it's not fun to see your car break down and you bring people into this. Man, that stuff is raw, man. I love Burnout because the whole thing, your car breaks down. You hit other people's car, you cause them to wreck, you get boost power for knocking other cars out. It's like an arcade game that was never
RPG with wheels.
There's no RPG elements in that game. What? Okay, if there's RPG elements in that game, you're playing, you're playing Call of Duty 4, right? RPG elements into playing on the online and as a regular game.
RPG elements with a gun. I said RPG elements on wheels, man. Yo, nobody wants to be driving around talking about, oh, I need to add this to my car. Oh, I need to report my wreck. If I wanted to do that, I'd go outside and drive around.
See, but there's people who really like that type of shit. It's not me. I'd rather play Ridge Racer because I'm there just to race. When I cut my game, it's like, for me, it's like arcade style.
Right, like
Mario Kart. When I want to play, I put in my quarter and I expect to just hit start and let's go, let's race.
Right.
I guess that's what the difference is. Some people like the open world sandbox. I might want to, you know, go to the paint shop and get a different color and this and that. And some people, you know, it's different strokes.
Right. Well, you know what it is. I apologize. Honestly, I've been playing so much Mario Kart.
Talent, start the match. Sorry.
Other games are just okay. Like, no, whatever. I apologize if I put my foot in your couch, Charlotte Murphy. I've been playing too much Mario Kart.
Yeah, I feel you though. That's kind of what I was saying about. But I ended up buying Burnout anyway, just because it's only $29. And after I saw that Back to the Future, the news announcement that they're gonna have like the different vehicles.
That was hot, yo.
Yo, yeah. Did you notice that one of the other ones is the van from the A-Team?
Murdoch.
Yeah, Campbell, and the other one I believe is the Tumbler from Batman, the new Batman movie.
Really?
If you look up the names, yeah.
This is the Burnout.
Burnout Paradise, yeah.
Yo, side note. So I guess Burnout's doing this thing. So now, you know, Midnight Club's trying to do something. But now they have something where you can actually, this weekend, I think coming up next weekend, you can race with MERS. Like, MERS is going to be driving around. And you can race with him. MERS is the rapper.
Yeah, MERS.
Man.
He got that dope video with Punch Out. He got that dope Punch Out video.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
The Mike Tyson Punch Out remake. That was dope. I like that.
So, yeah, so you could race with him. That's like their little promotion. That and you could race with the Rockstar team. I mean, I don't give a shit about racing with those chumps. Making another whack in the game. What I'm saying.
So that's dope. Yeah. I just got Gears of War 2 literally like 15 minutes ago. Came to my door. So I popped it in and I'm over here playing with Talon. The match is about to start, so I'm gonna give you my initial impressions. Like,
oh, right here too. We're doing the horde right now.
Horde,
you know,
mode.
That wave.
And initially, I was not a big fan of the first Gears. Like, I bought it.
Whoa! Look at this color.
The color is it. Initially, it's already looking way better than the first one. Like, the first one to me looked like poop.
Dang.
Like,
man, you know,
yeah,
I'm on a standard TV.
Visual upgrade. I'm on a monitor, a HD monitor. So I'm running it at 1080.
And while they
wait, you know how to get Coltrane. That's my dude.
I'm about to turn the volume down a little bit. But so initially, like, I just didn't like the game. It was just, it wasn't this. This is definitely faster. This is more up my alley. Just first impressions. I just didn't like it was just boring to me. I'm getting my ass beat. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
It's alright, I'm here to save the day. We got a boomer?
Yeah, okay.
I see
so
that.
In this mode, basically, you have, we're all, basically, it's like a Left 4 Dead mode, really. We are a team, it's five of us, and, just wave after wave of enemies, or horde after horde of enemies come at us, and as a team, we have to fend them off, and to see how many, to what level we can make it, you know? And it looks dope. There's, like, destructible environments. It's way more colorful than in the past. You can run, which I appreciate, because the other one was felt real heavy and clunky.
Man, you can run on the first one. It was just horrible.
Yeah.
It was extremely bad.
I'm going to have to cut this off after a while because I know I'm not going to be talking about shit. That's how I get.
And oh, hell.
So, my first impressions are good. I think, man, this is going to be a game that I'm going to enjoy because it seems way better, like, control-wise with the cover. It's easier to get in and out of the cover, and it's way more colorful and vivid than the first game was real muddy.
It was muddy.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Unreal 3 engine.
Yeah, they really did step it up, and I've heard nothing but good things about the game from reviewers, so I think this is going to be a worthwhile purchase. Probably get some spins.
Because
I've been rocking the, I've been playing Half-Life 2 like ridiculously crazy lately.
I just seen that. You was just there, just on it.
Yeah, I was on it today a lot. I played some Burnout, but.
Damn!
So, let's talk about the Left 4 Dead demo, because we all have it, we all played it.
I have not played it yet.
Oh, you haven't played it yet?
No, I just got it.
Do y'all want to jump on that?
Oh, they just killed the Coltrane. Somebody better save the Coltrane. Yeah, I'm down to get on that after that.
Yeah, man, that Left 4 Dead demo, man, that is fire, man. Like, honestly, like, Brooke, you made a really good analogy in regard to, like, what it is. Like, it really is, like, Call of Duty mixed with Resident Evil. Mixed with, what was the third game you said?
Call of Duty, Resident Evil, and Halo.
Yeah. It's like those three combined. That's really what it is.
It is. Did y'all notice they changed the black character on the game?
How?
The original black character looked more of a older guy.
Really?
I missed the pictures up.
Yeah.
He didn't have no tie or none of that.
Well, wow. This new dude, honestly, he is like one of the most accurate African-American characters I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I'm glad they made him the business dude, too. You know, like, they ain't make him the janitor and shit.
Yeah, you know what? That's what the Roscoe, other guy looked like.
He looked like
a janitor.
You know what I'm saying?
Seriously.
Damn, this dude is big coming at me in Gears.
Boomers?
I don't know. I'm not really hip to the game lingo and shit, you know?
The guys that, the boomers is dead, man. They're boomers, because they be like, boom, they shoot a rocket launcher at you.
Oh.
While you guys keep talking about Gears, I'll continue to talk about Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Okay. Let's jump on that, because that's something we could all jump on and talk about. And I feel like probably next week we're going to be able to give you more about Gears of War, but because Talon really, you know, both of us never, we haven't really scratched the surface with the game yet.
But honestly, I'm going to let you guys know, like, I'm here playing the Call of Duty beta, which I think is the best beta out right now.
Yo, Talon, want to hop off this and jump on that?
Yeah, man. If you notice, this guy have a person. He is covering with somebody.
Yo, the beta is so good that even while Gears of War is out, people were still playing this beta.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely
good. It's
that good,
yo.
But you figure that a lot of people also... You know, like, there's so much shit to buy, man. Like, you really...
Yeah, I feel like people are starting to, like, align themselves with certain games. Like, the average person is like, I'm either going to get Gears or I'm going to get Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like, getting it. Got them both. You know, I got Resistance, too, and I still haven't even played it yet.
For me, I knew that I went ahead and bought Gears of War 2 just because, A, of the buzz was mostly positive, and B, because I know that it's not really going to go on sale anyway.
Right.
So it's like, stalling to buy Gears doesn't really, it's not, there's no advantage because it's not going to really drop in price like that. Because the first Gears didn't drop in price for a year, 2 years, right?
Yeah.
It didn't really drop in price at all. So there's no advantage to not buying it now.
Right. I mean, and on that note, like, honestly, like, shouts out to Gamefly. I'm finally giving Gamefly their props because I realized what Gamefly is for. Gamefly... is so that you can play all of the games that you never had a chance to play before without having to go out and buy them.
Right.
So, like, right now, like, I just finished playing Call of Duty 4, which I had never played before because I just didn't buy it. Played it on game. I loved it. Now I'm definitely getting a new Call of Duty.
Okay, so we doing that?
Like, so I'm waiting on Gears of War right now because I never played Gears of War when it first came out, except when I went by Brooks' crib. But I'm waiting for it to come, so I might get it in the mail today. So everybody's playing Gears of War 2. I'll be playing Part 1.
I just put up Left 4 Dead.
You playing Left 4 Dead right now?
Yeah.
I gotta wait a second, man. I got 40 seconds left. 40%.
What's what y'all was getting on the Call of Duty beta?
You know.
I'm not really hyped about the Call of Duty beta.
I'm not really as hyped about COD World at War. I mean... I'll probably end up buying it. I don't know. I'm probably definitely going to rent it to play, but as far as the experience of playing that, there's a lot of multiplayer games right now that I could be playing. I could be playing Left 4 Dead. I could be playing Gears of War 2. I could be playing Halo.
I hear you. You know what else I've realized, like, on that note? Like, you really have to play these games, like... You can't just have a bunch and, like, you know, think you could just, like, you know, I could play this when I want to, I could play that one when I want to. Like, they all take a certain level of practice.
Well, guys, thank you for saying that, man, because, you know, I got Fallout 3 and I got Resistance 2, and they still in the plastic, but I opened up Gears of War right when I came home with that shit. And I looked, and you know what's crazy? Gears of War 2, if you want to look for a collector's edition, you better look at Best Buy, because it was only pre-ordered at GameStop. I went in there to try to get a collector's edition. They told me, do you have a reserved copy? And I said, no. They said, we cannot sell you one.
What? At GameStop?
Because it was all reserves. All the collector's editions was only reserves.
Yeah, you probably could go to another store, though.
I went to two GameStops, and they told me the same thing.
Honestly, GameStop typically is my last resort, because I find that Target and Best Buy and Walmart always have games in abundance. Because it's like everybody who's in the games goes to GameStop first. Mm. So they don't have enough stock, and they run out of shit. Like, I typically, like, that has been what I've been doing for months now, and it's never failed me. Getting even like Wii Fit, all that type of stuff that's hard to get. But the only time the exception to the rule, I caught yesterday, because I wanted to get Little Big Planet, and Best Buy didn't have it, Target was sold out, and GameStop had like a million of them.
Did you get Little Big Planet?
Yeah, I bought it yesterday.
Oh man, you know what? I'm gonna tell you, I was gonna buy a Little Big Planet, but I ended up buying my girlfriend a PSP instead.
Aw, that's what's up, man.
Yeah. Now she's on burnout.
Girls of a game.
Hey, my girl's a gamer. She was like Little Big Planet or PSP, and it took her a second. She thought about it. She was like, man, I can have my own PSP. Or I can be playing Little Big Planet right now.
So I've created a friends only lobby for Left 4 Dead.
Alright, I'll be on there I get past the 58% mark.
I gotta finish this round of Call of Duty real quick.
That's
guys.
Cool.
Yo, the Call of Duty beta, man, come on, man. I mean, I know you say you didn't like it, but honestly.
Nah, I didn't say I didn't like it.
I said I didn't like it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like. Yo, from just freshly playing Call of Duty 4, like, these environments are a step up. Like, the European joint with the bricks broken all over the place, like, man. Like, they did a hell of a job of making these maps.
See,
like,
I'm going to tell you.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Biggest reason why I didn't like it was that and Resistance 2, and I really wasn't a big fan of the Call of Duty 4 online, and
me neither.
I love Resistance.
I'm not a big fan of it online, but I love the campaign. So, like, I have really high expectations for the campaign for this game.
Oh yeah, I'm getting. Hey, so you gonna get it on Tuesday?
Yep. Already pre-ordered.
Yeah.
Me too. I got that collector's edition coming in.
For what?
Call of Duty.
Oh really? You getting to call the collector's edition?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, if it's only collect, look, if they have a regular version and a collector's edition, I'm getting the collector's edition. I will look. I looked all over town for that collector's edition for Gears of War.
What comes in the collector's edition? What's the difference? Huh? What's the difference?
It comes with Beneath the Surface, an inside look at Gears of War 2, a 48-page hardbound art book, a bonus DVD, exclusive behind-the-scenes, footage, design gallery, promo videos, and more. A Dominique Maria Santiago Capesec photo is, for all y'all that don't know, it's the first chapter, the first act of Gears. I was told that it's about Dom and his wife. Like, you know, Marcus Fenix is the main character, and the main support is Dom, and it's about him and his wife. And then it comes in the steel, you know, it's coming in the steel case, and if you get the collector's edition, you get a gold plated Lancer assault rifle.
And nunchucks?
Yeah, come on, you can't forget about the nunchucks.
Nah, I hear you. I had to get the regular joint.
Yeah, all my games are regular.
I got the GTA 4 collector's edition, because that shit was dope. It came with the bag and that safe deposit box.
Yeah,
that I actually used to keep shit in. So yeah, I'm down with collector's editions if it's dope.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, the dopest collector's edition I got is Fallout 3. It's in the lunchbox.
Oh, the lunchbox. Yeah. Fallout 3. And it comes with a clock too, right?
Huh?
Doesn't it come with a clock? A watch?
No, it comes with a bobblehead.
Oh, a bobblehead. Okay.
Like the main, you know, the little avatar.
Fallout
little
Boy.
Avatar guy.
Yeah. So, so you haven't played Fallout 3 yet. You have that. You said you haven't opened that or Resistance 2.
Oh, I have not opened either one of them.
I just wasn't impressed with Resistance 2, man, from playing that beta. It just didn't do it for me, man. I'm not a hater. Well, yeah, I'm a hater sometimes, but it just didn't do it for me, man. Like, I'm probably going to wait till it goes on sale and then cop it, because it didn't impress me enough to, like, say, fuck it, I'm just going to cop it, you know?
Yeah.
It didn't.
It's going to be waiting forever, though.
It didn't compel me. Yeah, I know. It didn't compel me, though. Gamefly will probably have it on sale, though. They typically have shit. I'll get it. But
get it.
I'm not copping that for full price, though. I wasn't feeling it like that. Not with all the options. If there was, like, less options, it'd be an instant buy, but...
Yo, Brooke, man, I'm telling you, get Call of Duty, man, so we can run through the campaign.
Okay.
I'm running it.
When does it come out?
Next week. Any game we can get and run through the campaign mode with, I'm down for it.
Like, see, but I don't necessarily need to buy it to do that. I could just rent it.
You could. You could
be Gamefly.
Because I got a hookup at the Blockbuster anyway.
Oh, man. So, I don't want to hear that stuff. That hurt feelings over here.
What?
Man, you say you got a hookup at Blockbuster.
Yeah, to rent it.
I know, but that's, you know, I'll be going into Blockbuster, like, man, I wish I had the hookup, man. I wish I knew somebody that work here. Oh, I got a late fee, hey, cuz, man, I got a late fee, oh, don't even worry about it.
It was just random, man. I randomly went to a random Blockbuster, and somebody I knew worked it, and I was like, yo, what up? And it was just like, yo, you know. So, it's all good. But,
yeah, man, this Call of Duty's fun.
So, Talon, what about Fable 2, man? You are a big Fable fan.
Scat on Fable 2.
I don't have that game, man.
What? You had the Fable Avatar forever. You was forever. Like, Fable 1 was one of your favorite games ever.
I know, man.
You bought Resistance. I can't believe you bought Resistance 2 over that. How'd that happen? Because it was a collector's edition. That's what it was.
Yep. Oh, J-Hot just sent me something. And Goville just sent me something.
What?
You know how yeah, I bought
collector's edition.
Wow. So, fuck it. Let's talk about... I've been playing Little Big Planet. That shit is dope, man. It's a really good game. And the funny thing about it was that the beta really impressed me. And... I kind of forgot about it. Like, because the Call of Duty World of War beta came out and the Mirror's Edge demo came out, which we want to talk about, and other shit started happening, and then the Left 4 Dead, it just fell off my... Like, honestly, as impressed as I was, and remember I wrote that whole the impressions post on GameMangs.com about, you know, what I thought and how impressed I was.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, I'm not going to buy it. And then I caught myself. I was like, yo, you know what? I think it was, on what site was it? Giantbomb.com. They have a really cool video where the dude runs through some just random levels from, online that people made. And I was like, you know what? It just brought back all of the thoughts and, you know, it just brought it back for me, and I was like, yo, I should just buy this, because this is a game I could play with whoever, you know, a girl or anybody. So I went and copped it and had some fun, and that shit is dope. So,
hey, so Brooks, did you do the 360 versus PS3 level?
Yeah, the one with the red ring of death.
Yeah.
That shit is dope.
That was the first one I did.
I want to do a...
Did you do the calculator level?
Nah, I haven't done that one yet.
That was crazy. You jump on the calculator and the numbers would move.
I'm gonna make two levels. I'm gonna make a Brooklyn level, and I'm gonna make a GameMangs.com level. That's my mission. So I'm saying it right now. I don't know when it's gonna be done, but look out. Put that up in cyberspace for y'all bitches.
I hope I don't get little things towards me, you know. Something funny. You might see achievement whore. You might see my name.
I gotta get a camera or something. But they said there's a rumor that there's gonna be a photo import tool.
Ooh,
and I've heard that you could import photos from your, you know, into the game and use them as assets in the to create your levels. So that would be real cool.
Okay, yeah, I'm on the Left 4 Dead beta. Where are you at, Space?
I was trying to get on just now. My 360 just froze up for the first time ever.
Oh, we're trying to get on what?
The Left 4 Dead beta just now. I'm about to be on right now.
It's a demo. Oh. What's the difference between a demo and a beta? Couldn't this technically be a beta?
Yeah, because you got to be. It's exclusive.
It's exclusive. It's online.
I think the difference between a beta and a demo is that in a beta, you can kind of keep playing it over and over and over again.
Nah, you could play this over and over again.
But then, yeah, but you're just running the same board. I feel like a beta has certain levels of complexity.
Nah, dude.
Like
not
in
really.
Hear me out. Okay. In Little Big Planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a beta because you had a variety of maps built out that you could kind of play. Not necessarily in the same order, but you could just play them. Right?
No.
That's not true?
No,
I mean,
a beta is just is not the final game. It's what you try out. The demo is right. The demonstration of the end of the game.
Right. The demo is actually what you're gonna buy. A chunk of what you're gonna buy. A beta is they can still change it up at a work in progress. It's not really the final shit.
Right, but a beta is real early.
Not necessarily.
No. They already have Call of Duty. The only way that Call of Duty is a beta because they already had the campaign already done and mapped out. They're just trying to make sure that the online is all put together before they have to fix it. That's why there's update every Saturday for it.
There you go. That's the answer. Screw you guys.
So.
hey, Brooke, I gotta make fun of Left 4 Dead. Biggest reason why. You see my A-Team thing about Left 4 Dead.
What? No.
How that compares the Left 4 Dead for the A-Team.
Yo, I never even really thought about that till you posted that. That it's pretty much the A-Team. If you look at the characters in Left 4 Dead, you got the old Colonel dude.
Hannibal.
You could say that the pretty boy face, or what's his
which
name?
Which is Francis, because he got all the tattoos and he got long hair.
Or it could be Zoe, could be face, and then you got the funny dude, and then you got the black dude.
Lewis.
Could be, you know.
How could Zoe be face?
I say Zoe was Murdoch.
Murdoch? Nah. Zoe could be face because face was always trying to worried about his looks and pretty.
None of them are Murdoch. Which one is Murdoch then?
None of them.
Murdoch's the one with the jacket, the brown leather jacket. The one that always had all the guns.
I don't know about that theory.
Yeah,
Hannibal
they just fell apart right quick.
hey, only when I say face was Francis. He got a little buff over the years.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yep. Lewis,
you gonna do three? Yes, good.
Yeah, three. Yo, yeah, advance. There you go.
Yeah. hey, that's dope right there. How they got it like as a TV, like a movie?
Yeah. They're real creative with their shit, man. Valve is hot, man. Very impressed, especially since I've been playing Half-Life 2, which is one of the best games I've ever played.
Hey, Half-Life 2, so 6 million worldwide.
Dude.
Might sell.
I could see why, man. It's a great fucking game.
You gotta think, what made it even crazy is that Half-Life 2, the engine was done before the game was made.
Alan, this is your first time playing Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
Okay, follow me.
Well, grab a shotgun.
Grab the shotgun.
I got the shotgun pump. If you feel like a frog, then jump.
Just now, like,
follow me. Wait. Damn, Talon is...
I'm at my zombie's pace!
So, Spaceballs, what'd you think about the game, though?
Which game? This game?
Yeah.
Yo, this Left 4 Dead, this demo by itself, I've had several people try it, like, everybody loves it, like...
Like who?
Well, you know John.
Right.
He was, like, fiending to play it, like, 2-3 times in a row, like, yo, let's run back through it, let's run through it again.
Right.
Like, it's so hot, yo.
Get these Molotovs.
Oh, shoot.
I got you. Go.
Yeah.
So, what did John say?
It's hot, like... Played it like back to back, like 2-3 times.
Yeah, man, this is the truth.
this. I'm in love with this already.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, this is like the zombie game. Like,
sure.
Yo, help me.
Yo.
So we're over here playing Left 4 Dead. It's Talon.
Space.
It's Talon, Spacebars, and myself. And I guess Zoe is being controlled by.
What the hell? They are coming from the floor.
Yo, left trigger is to bump them off of you.
Yeah, left trigger. I got you. Oops.
Yeah, wait up, man. We supposed to be going as a team.
Yeah, I know. Talon doesn't understand that it's left for dead, meaning if it's not for you, you guys will be dead.
Yeah. You gotta run through this as a team, dude. You can't survive if you're not a team.
Playing a team game.
Yeah, we gotta stay together, Talon.
This is the first, people. Brooklyn do not play team games.
At all.
What are you talking about?
He got murked a few times, too, though.
Remember, we tried to play Halo together as a team.
Brooke is the worst team player ever.
Oh my gosh. Like
Lone Wolves for the win.
You like that shot?
It's pinned. See? Man.
This game is just frantic.
Yeah. See how everybody stopped talking all of a sudden?
Hell yeah. Yep. This is one of them games you can't do a podcast on.
Nah, you really can't. But it's a really short beta. So
yeah,
let's just talk about the things that we see that we like about it.
Oh man, I like the fact that you would know where your team at all time by a blue orb around them.
Right.
And you gotta stay with your team, honestly.
One thing that I really like about this game that I think is a Valve thing and a Source Engine thing that is another reason why I really like
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
Okay. That I like from Half-Life, which uses the same engine. I guess this is like a refinement of the engine. Like it doesn't look too realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like,
not what I thought you were gonna say.
Like the art style, like the textures, the bricks, all the environments look different, and the textures is cool. But you know, the characters don't look shiny. You know how you play games and the characters have shiny foreheads and they look too.
Man, look like they just came out of the shower.
Right.
Watch their face.
It's just their art style.
Yeah.
What I thought you were gonna say, like, from playing this game, what I really like is that, like, every time you run through the game, the zombies don't come from the same location.
Oh yeah.
Like
right now, you getting hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Like a zombie just crept me.
Oh yo.
I'm on the floor too. Oh.
I'm dead.
Somebody needs to help me.
Got you.
I've been cast. Yeah, like they have ate me alive.
Yo, dude.
Oh, that is what's up. This is a team game. My man Spacebar have came
team
back.
Game.
And
you see
saved
that?
My life.
I'm on the floor bucking zombies.
My gosh, where are these zombies coming from? I am dead.
I'm getting stomped out by zombies.
Nah, man. Keep shooting, man.
I can't shoot no more. I'm dead. And Zoe, since she's AI, she is not trying to save none of us.
Damn, I'm dead.
Yo, fuck this. Throwing a mazel tov.
Crazy. But, yeah, the AI is great. The AI is great.
Man, the AI is crazy. I'm going to tell you one thing I like about it. It's not one of those Source games where if I shoot to the left, to the right of your head, I'm getting a headshot.
Oh, let's stop playing right now, man.
Yeah, let's stop. We might as well.
Cause we haven't ever talked.
Man, why y'all gonna tease me like that? Y'all know what the fuck I want.
Nah, man. Yo, we cannot play that right now because we'll be too in depth with it. But yo, Left 4 Dead, I'm telling you, man, that might be the sleeper game of the year.
Yeah, it is, definitely. It's definitely hot.
It's dope.
If the rest of the game is representative of what is in a demo, which is that stage where you're going through the apartments, and then the second part you're going through the subways, that shit is sick.
Just imagine where it goes after that.
Like it's doing Resident Evil better than every Resident Evil so far.
Yep. Exactly. And it's first person.
And it's multiplayer. Yeah, so you can run and gun, which you can never do in Resident Evil.
Right. So it's like Halo has that team element. where like Call of Duty kind of has. What elements would you say from Call of Duty?
The team is really more Call of Duty than Halo.
The team is definitely more Call of Duty. Like you really have to stay with your squad.
It has the fast paced action of a Halo.
Yeah, it does. It moves fast paced like Halo. Yep.
And controls just like Halo. I mean, the controls are mapped pretty much exactly the same. Jump is jump.
What I didn't like about that, I did not know how to zoom in with my gun.
You can't zoom in with certain guns.
You know, I can't, like, you know, like on Call of Duty, you can have your pistol out and you can look at,
you're talking about shooting from your hip or zooming and shooting. You can't do that. Not that I know of. But, okay, so I'm gonna cut this off for right now. That was
play
fun.
Again now,
fellas.
I do too, seriously.
Yo, let's just play it again, yo.
Man, this, okay. What else games that we can jump on that we all have?
Nah, let's talk about this though. I want to talk about the Mirror's Edge demo. Did y'all all try it?
I played it on PlayStation 3.
Okay.
I got it the night that it came out. I came home from work, downloaded that demo, was in love with it. And one thing that I have to say that y'all did not say about last week on the podcast that I listened to, that I played it, right? I went one way. I was watching my little brother play it. He went a different route on the demo.
Really?
You can go different ways, and it will still end up being the same.
Oh,
but he did it differently than I did.
You see, we probably didn't realize it because we were taking the same route.
Right.
He went, like, I went left on one part, he went right. And I jumped over a part, he went under it, you know? The same thing I was doing. I'm like, that's what made me like it a lot.
That's
you
a
can
really
go
good
over and under.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like, you have to follow a specific route, and that's how you kind of platform in the game. That's dope.
Yeah, because he went around a part of the building instead of jumping the fence.
Yeah, those red things give you cues on where you need to be, but you don't have to necessarily.
Yeah, when you see the red, that's where you're supposed to go. But you know,
you don't have to go to them any specific way.
Yeah, he went a different way to go to that red to the little edge point. And I was like, dog, I'm looking like at it. And I'm like, wow.
That's something that makes the game interesting to me, like the fact that they took time to add levels of complexity to it. But they didn't promote it like that. It's just like watching me jump from rooftop to rooftop. Watch me fly.
But they didn't really promote it as a rooftop to rooftop game, really.
Oh.
They promoted it as
a first
person.
That game reminded me of a lot. And that reminded me of Shinobi 3.
I love Shinobi 3.
Because I'm going to tell you, because you remember Shinobi, everybody plays Shinobi differently.
True.
You can do it, you know, you go left or right, but you know, certain part of the game, people will just, they'll use the ninja stars differently. Like,
right.
In the first, people will jump up on certain parts instead of running underneath. They'll go up top instead of going down the bottom.
Yeah, I finished Shinobi 3. I love that game. That was
you know,
a great
I got
game.
Shinobi 3 for Sega Genesis.
I have that on, Virtual Console.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But I haven't played it. I bought it, played one level, and never played it again.
Wow. I got Shinobi 2 also for the Sega CD.
Word. So, yeah.
You know, but that's a game they should... You know, we're talking about remake games on the side. They should redo Shinobi. Not like how they did the last time. They need to make it just like how they did it on the arcade.
Question for you guys.
What up?
Any of you guys ever played The Vigilante? When it originally came out?
Vigilante, the 18-wheeler type game when you run cars over and stuff.
Yeah, you ever played like the original one?
Yeah, it was like a cheap version of Cruising USA.
Well, did you know that Xbox Live has an updated version of it?
Vigilante 8.
And it's whack.
Updated version of what?
Vigilante 8. It's like a remake of a classic game. Yo, every game does not deserve a remake. That was what I wanted to say.
Very
like,
true.
Every game does not need to come back out.
Like Golden Axe.
Yes. Hey, you want to know what's funny, Brooke? I went to Target today, and I seen Golden Axe there on clearance.
It was on clearance too, right?
Yes, I swear to God, it was on clearance, and you want to know what's funny?
What?
It was only on the PlayStation 3, and it was on the bottom where the system was at.
Wow. That's what I'm saying, man. They come on, man. That was a big blunder.
A million. And I'm like, dog, how you spend... Okay, I play Valkyrie Chronicles. That's another Sega game. And they didn't put that much money in the Valkyrie Chronicles. And I'm like, I play Chronicles, and I'm like, this game is great. It's an RPG, strategy RPG, but it don't play like any other strategy RPG. And I'm like, how you fuck up Golden Axe, and you got a new IP game,
and it works. It's like, how do you fuck up the game that you don't even have to think about what you need to make?
Right.
All you need to do is fucking make it look great.
Make it multiplayer.
Make
it
multiplayer. Keep the core elements and add some new. Like, it's just like.
Time out. I'm on. You know, you don't even have to make it multiplayer because I like the Ninja Turtle, the TMNT. They had all four turtles. It would have been way better if they made it multiplayer. But how you ruin Golden Axe?
Yeah.
That don't make sense. Golden Axe, one of the three arcade versions. There's three versions of Golden Axe, 1, 2, and 3, and they went all arcade. And how you ruin Golden Axe, man? It's Golden Axe. I bet you there's nothing like Golden Axe in that game.
Yeah.
Boss don't have the Golden Axe.
Basically.
See what you companies do to gamers?
Yeah,
see?
Man. Like,
what you companies do to gamers?
Yeah. That shit is just sad. It's like somebody just... It's like when somebody told you that there was no Santa Claus. Like, you know, they killed the nostalgia. Like, you killed somebody's nostalgia.
Yeah, whoever they killed it, that you game. Had to be good.
Like, damn, you just took all of my little memories of my quarters playing in the arcade, playing on my Genesis, and you just pooped on it. Whenever I see it on clearance.
Golden Axe is strictly a Sega game, right?
Yeah, it's a Sega. Yeah, Sega owns the IP.
I want to say something about Sega real quick on this note, man. Sega needs to really stick. Sega needs to stick to racing games, and that's
no,
it.
No,
not even.
No.
What should Sega do then? I'm playing Sega Rally, and I think it's pretty good.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, the last great Sega racing game was Daytona 500 at the arcade, when you can have up to four people playing off of that shit. That shit was dope.
Sega needs to stay in the arcade. Go back to the arcades.
Sega got an
okay.
I live in Indianapolis,
so
Sega had their own arcade section.
Yeah, Sega has arcades in
Japan.
Sega, they have a Sega Land. I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but in London.
Wow.
Or whatever, I went to that. It's Piccadilly Circus, I think it's at. Yeah, they have like a Sega. We don't have any UK heads to verify if it's still there, but I know when I went to London.
Added my Xbox Live.
I know, I seen it.
But anyway.
Well,
and I'm sure
in
Japan they have Sega arcades. Most
definitely.
Brooke,
when you went to the Sega place, did they have tokens?
I don't remember.
Or did they
support? I don't remember.
That's one thing I miss about the arcade.
I think they did have tokens.
I loved when you went to the arcade.
It was all funny. Stick. It was all weird to me because I was using pounds and I had to convert my dough. So tokens, pounds, this shit was all funny money to me. So I don't really remember. But yeah. That shit's crazy. But speaking of Sega, what do y'all think about the Sonic Mega Genesis collection that's coming out? The 40 games.
I think that's dope.
Oh, please. Say that again?
Sega Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection coming out fall.
I think that's
dope.
I mean,
winter
I came up
2009 or winter 2000.
But it's going to be like all mad Genesis games?
It will contain over 40 Sega classics. Featured games include Sonic the Hedgehog 1, 2, and 3, Columns, Alien Storm, Echo the Dolphin, Space Harrier, Streets of Rage 1, 2, and 3, and more.
So it's a big emulator.
Basically,
yes.
Yeah. The but Sega Ultimate Collection is said to feature 720p output with higher resolution graphics for HDTVs. Widescreen support is also available.
Honestly, the only Sega game, only Genesis game specifically that I really want to play that they won't have is X-Men. That's the only game Sega had.
X-Men 3 was dope. I mean, that's X-Men 2 was great.
X-Men for Sega Genesis? That game was ridiculous.
The first X-Men I didn't care for. It was dope, but it was just like when they put out 2, they had more characters and it was way faster.
I think that it's a great... They should have did this like 6 months ago because it's... From what I understand, it's going to be a discount price, so it's probably going to be like $29.99 or $39. And if you think about spending $10, $8 to $10 for each of these games, which I'm sure each of us has already done. Like, we've each at least bought one Sonic game or one, you know, from Virtual Console or Xbox Live. It's like, we've already paid for this shit twice already. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fuck it, just give us the 40 games and I'll never have to fucking buy a...
Yo, time out. Real quick. Hey. Why did somebody just invite me to play Gears of War 2 and I don't even have the game?
Who, like, Javelin Fangs?
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Let me jump back on there.
Is it just assume that everybody's playing this game right now?
Everybody who's anybody.
I got 12.
Yo, make them feel bad. Anybody who's anybody got Gears. Don't you got Gears?
They feel left out. Sega Rally demo having ass.
You don't got Gears, man? Come on, man. What are you doing?
No, I don't have. I'm waiting for Gears of War 1 to arrive, all right? I didn't play the first one, so.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yep. I will have Call of Duty on Tuesday, though.
But Gears is a bigger game, dude.
I don't care.
Okay.
Speaking of Gears, did anybody see that thing on Spike TV?
No, I went to sleep.
Yo, dude, I tried to watch it and I fell asleep.
It came on like 1 o'clock.
Whack. Yo, it was just one big Gears of War commercial. It was just a bunch of actors. Did you just send me an invite to play Gears of War 2?
Who?
Brooklyn Knight? Oh, I thought Brooklyn Knight sent me another invite.
He just signed in.
I was about to be mad at him. Like, stop sending me these invites.
Just to rub that shit in.
Yo, but that Spike TV little reality show for Gears, it was horrible. It was literally a commercial. Like, man, we're going to be the first people to play Gears of War. Then they had them playing paintball in scenarios that were just like the game.
Some PR bullshit, basically.
PR bullshit. But yo, it was so funny because they were clearly actors. Like, you could tell none of these people ever actually played.
So, okay, break it down because I know, but break down what it was because the people who are listening might not know.
I will break it down. Okay, Spike TV had, they were supposed to premiere at 11:30. This is right before on November 6th or something. Like, this is like the night, 30 minutes before Gears of War comes out, they premiered a Gears of War reality show in which they had, I don't know if it was 6 or 7 people who were supposedly, quote-unquote, the biggest Gears of War fans on the planet, quote-unquote.
Where Rick at?
And they took them to, like, a closed set where they pretty much had them simulate Gears of War scenarios, like actually running around with paintball guns, getting shot at like the game Gears of War. You just send me an invite to play Gears of War 2, Talon?
Yeah, I did.
Screw you, man. I'm declining. Anyway, so yeah,
Gears
so they
of
had
Manx.
Them... they had them doing all these like paintball scenarios, like it was really the game, whatever. And like getting shot in the head. It was ridiculous, yo. And then they had like somebody's getting eliminated, and then it was like, man, I'm not getting eliminated, blah blah blah. They had a little fake argument. Then like one person just bowed out, like, nah, man, it's for the team, man. Just like Gears of War, it's all about the team. The one guy
doing that shit.
One dude bowed out, like, man, I'm gonna take this for the team, man. I'm out of here. It wasn't even like an elimination challenge. It was like, one of y'all gotta go home. Period. It wasn't like play to see who goes home. It was just like, one of y'all got to leave.
It's how you saying that shit.
Coach break. It was so stupid, man. Like, it was one big commercial. I fell asleep on it. Honestly, I don't know what happened at the end. They had a girl.
I fell asleep
that was
before it.
There was a girl playing that was supposed to be like a huge Gears fan. But the thing is, through the whole game, through the whole show, I mean, you never see them playing Gears of War. It's just them doing other stuff, getting ready to play Gears of War.
So this was on Spike TV and it was whack.
It was on Spike. It was lame. Who cares anymore?
I just joined your game, Talon.
Alright.
It was no matter.
That's interesting. So...
It was whack.
So any of y'all buying Mirror's Edge, or is it
I'm getting it.
Okay.
Yo, screw you, Talon. Stop sending me these invites. Except in this time.
So I have moving on.
Okay. My boy's on too. My boy Fate Line Guard. Guy I used to work with, he's on the team. He's a beast on Gears, so we about to, Brooke, he's about to help us out. Yo, he might get past 38.
Did you just send me an invite to play Gears of War? I'm playing Sega Rally. Leave me alone.
Sega does.
Yo.
Sega in peace. I hate
so,
y'all.
So, okay, let's go on to news. Let's move on to more news, man, since we were talking about news.
I hate y'all.
We talked about the Burnout Back to the Future card, which is insane. We talked about the Sega Mega Genesis Collection. That's just
Tetsu versus
Sonic
Capcom.
Mega Genesis Collection. They announced Cammy Fei Long in Street Fighter 4, and they we saw the photos. What'd y'all think of that news?
Hey, thank you, Brooke, for saying my man Ganon first, because you didn't even say that man's name when you posted the picture. So
I know, I forgot his name and shit.
That's my dude. 9 seconds of death, man. When you get hit with that, all you do is I used to hit people with that, right? And I just block, and they was like, "What's that number by my head?" 7. Uh oh. Why is you blocking so much? 4. 3. And they instant death.
Took my kids war again.
Nah, we're talking about Gen from Street Fighter.
Yeah, he had the 9 seconds of death. And when you get hit with it, it's a super. He hits you with it, and you got 9 seconds to finish the match, or you die.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, that's dope, man. Honestly, Street Fighter 4 is looking crazy to me, man. I'm very excited. I don't think I'm excited about any game as much as I'm excited about that. And that's not coming out till February, so. Cammy, Fei Long, Shen Long. Akuma, Sakura. Yeah. That shit is looking ridiculous. Like
everybody you've ever wanted to play with.
Everybody you've ever wanted to play with. And I'm sure. And Dan.
Even the guy you can embarrass people with.
Right.
That game is, man.
Yeah.
That game. I don't even know what to say about it, man. Like, I feel like it's really going to do a lot for the industry as a whole. I think it's going to do a lot for the genre. Like fighting games, I think are really gonna come back hardcore. Like they've already been, kind of bubbling, and they get really good reviews usually. But I really think there's about to be a lot of new stuff for people to be excited about. Honestly, what I'm saying is Marvel vs. Capcom, please come out.
Oh, it is. Did you hear about that though?
I mean, it's a new one. They need to make a new one, yo.
Dude, what do you think Tatsunoko vs. Capcom is?
Oh man,
yeah, but I
want
to see Marvel characters. They're what it is.
Okay, I said this in a previous podcast, but I'm going to re-say it. Or maybe I said it to somebody mistakenly as saying it on the podcast. Capcom is going to announce Marvel vs. Capcom 3 next in 2009. Guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
It's either going to be for E3 or Tokyo Game Show, one of those events. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 will be announced because... A, the license was free. EA lost the license last year, or this year, early this year, or last year. So the license is open. They know that they could make a shit ton of money from it, because everybody wants that shit. It's a no fucking brainer. The ESRB already had Marvel vs. Capcom and Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on there as far as being gonna be re-released as a downloadable. Yeah. So it's... they released the old one before they start the buzz for the new one. So, it's gonna happen, dude. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 will happen.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
I'm gonna say straight up, with the Marvel vs. Capcom 3, this is exactly what's gonna happen. They're gonna have everybody waiting, and then it's gonna hit us. Right when they release Marvel vs. Capcom 2 out of nowhere. Nobody's going to even know it's going to get released. It's going to show up out of nowhere.
Yup.
And Marvel vs. Capcom
2. Nah, it's not going to show up out of nowhere. They're going to buzz the shit out of it.
They're going to buzz a new
Marvel vs. Capcom. That shit is going to get heavy PR. Heavy.
And I think it's going to be a direct download from the arcade version. Not from the video games. Not from the console versions. Because it's only on the PlayStation 2, like I said. It's only a CD-ROM, 700 megabytes. So, that's not even...
I hope they only release it on Xbox.
No, it's on PlayStation 3 and 360.
And then, so, Talon, what's up with this game, man?
Oh, I'm ready right now. My bad.
Your boy left.
I know. I just sent him a message. I told him
check
the podcast and the site.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to go check if my Guilty Gear guy here. I'll be right back.
Him and his Genesis does.
Genesis does.
Oh, yeah.
Run through the list.
One thing I like about Tatsunoko versus Capcom, I gotta say about it, that they're trying their best to get it over here.
Yeah.
Because they know a lot of people's going to try to pirate it.
They might as well, man. It's like...
We all seen GeForce growing up. Well, not all of us. I have. And then... It's a lot of things we grew up on, you know? A lot of them animes that, you know...
I remember Gatchaman and that shit. The ones with the Hawk uniforms. Yeah. I used to watch that cartoon. It used to come on TV back in the day.
Yeah, man. You know, that's really telling us that we're... Yeah, we're older than what y'all think we are.
But, yo, honestly, most people who play games now are 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
Like they're in their 20s and they're in their 30s. Those are the most of the people who are buying games and playing games. Like, so... We could afford that shit.
Yeah. But then I hear that, I heard your sponsors doing a pretty good thing over there.
You can hear me?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard the glass.
Remy is in the house. Not officially, but I'm drinking it.
Oh, man, I want those shots out to Bacardi.
No doubt. You know, I had to keep it like that. I got some, I don't know. Anyway, that's another show. But, so, I guess I'll just wait till Space Bars gets here.
So he can argue with me?
Yeah, so he can say, fuck it. He should have just went ahead and got Gears.
But that's what he should have did.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get the first one. Oh, Javelin Fangs wants to play. Let's see.
He feel left out.
He needs to come in our game. But there's a lot of games. I'm kind of still upset that Spider-Man Shadow of whatever. Whatever, yeah. Shadow's game ended up being lame, man. Because I just want there to be a good Spider-Man game again.
The last good Spider-Man game was the Spider-Man game that came on Sega Genesis. They end up making an arcade port of it.
Wait, are you talking about the one with that had Kingpin in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't lie, when you had to take the
I had that game and I finished it so... That was one of the games I finished so many times because it was just so fun. With the swinging and all that shit, dude. That shit was fun.
Gosh, that stuff was so raw, man. Oh, man, y'all gotta let me pick Dom. Man, I gotta be Coltrane. Yeah, there it goes.
You get to vote on your maps in this Gears 2 thing. That's kind of cool. I mean, they couldn't have did worse with the multiplayer, because the first one had an abysmal multiplayer, so.
Oh, man.
I'm glad they stepped it up.
They stepped it up a lot.
I mean, but
man,
the standards for multiplayer are so high thanks to Halo.
Halo 3. Because I was not playing Halo regular, the story mode. I was on that campaign like crazy. I mean, not the campaign, but I was on that doing that multiplayer.
Right, and from what I hear on this, you could also save screenshots from your games too, and it'll be on the Gears of War site. They have like a lot of that integration that Halo has. I haven't been able to get into it myself yet, but okay, now that Space Wars is back.
First thing I'd like to say real quick, I'd like to send a big fuck you to Gamefly, because I didn't have nothing in the mail. And it was about Monday, that you guys said that you sent out my Gears of War. It's Saturday. Even regular mail doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to know what's funny? He just gave a shout out to the Gamefly like early in the podcast.
Yeah, you did. You were like, I like to give a shout out to Gamefly.
I like what they're trying to do, but they really need to step up their distribution, because this is bullshit. Why should it take like over a week for an old game to get to you? Why?
It shouldn't. That's why I don't fuck with it.
And it's in Tampa. Like, they have a distribution center in Tampa. I'm not that far from there. Why is it taking over a week? Anywhere in the nation should take between what? It's take up like 5 days, right? In regular mail.
Nah, yeah. Dude, I get stuff in regular mail in 2 days sometimes.
Yeah, but it's sent directly to you. Like Netflix, once you put a movie in your queue, you will have that movie in 2 to 3 days.
Right.
Gamefly? No, not so much. And that's whack. That's why I'm playing Pure right now.
So how do you... Okay, so fuck it. Now that you... I was going to talk... Let's talk about this before we get into what we've been playing. Because you said you've been playing Pure. That kind of reminded me. But,
I'm about to play Pure. I haven't been playing it, but I'm going to play it now.
So Eurogamer had that PS3 versus 360, you know, I think it was like round 15 or round 12 or some crazy shit, because they like take batches of five or six games and they compare it. So what did you think about that? You think it was just flame bait? You think it was just more of trying to get page views, or you think there's some like legitimacy to comparing the games? Do you think it matters?
Oh, that joint, I didn't, man. I mean, anything like that is all opinionated anyway.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're...
I mean, if something looks better, it looks better, right?
Oh, you're talking about how the games look, how they said the 360 looks better than...
Yeah, it's a graphic comparison.
I mean, I have a PS3, I have an Xbox 360. My bad. I have an Xbox 360, I don't have a PS3. But I mean, like, when you put the game side by side...
Somebody save me!
Like, they both look pretty damn good, you know? Like, I don't know. They just look different. I think it's preference, personally.
Really? I think that...
I'm down.
The Xbox looks better?
Okay. I will tell you this. Mirror's Edge, I played the demo on the 360 and the PS3, right? And the 360 version does look better.
Even though it was lead developed for the PlayStation 3?
Yup, it does. And you want to know why? Because it has anti-aliasing on the 360. Basically, on the PS3, the edges look a little bit more jaggy. Not ridiculously jaggy, but it's the edges are smoother on the 360 version. So it has it comes across better, you know, a little better, enough to notice though. But it's not a deal breaker. Like, I'm still really thinking about getting the PS3 version because that still was the lead platform. But it was kind of funny. I think it's just the way the 360 renders the graphics; it smooths it out. So that was kind of interesting to me.
I mean, I've always been satisfied with every game on my 360.
Right. It just goes to show you that it's really all about what the developers, how much time they put into it. It's not really the systems.
Yeah, it really is. And also the engines they're using.
This Unreal 3 engine is so crazy.
Yeah.
I think the engines go a long way.
I will say that this Gears of War 2 game looks infinite. It looks, at least to me, twice as better as the first one.
Man, it's four times better.
Yeah,
the first one was real dark,
exponentially goofy. Better in terms of color usage, style. The first one to me was just like, I guess it was great for the time, but right now.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I can take photos of what you just did, Brooke.
What?
Right now.
You can take pictures in game?
Yeah, it has some of that picture. Halo shit to it.
And I'm watching the Horde. I can take a picture of the Horde fighting Brooke right now if I wanted to, instead of just being Brooke.
It's video or it's a picture? Like,
picture. Snapshots. Like Halo.
Just don't have the...
How in Halo you could take snapshots from your saved films and go to the Bungie website and save it to your computer? Same shit. Halo definitely set the standard, though.
Yes.
Which is much appreciated. So, we've talked about all that shit. Pretty much everything.
I know I'm forgetting something.
Okay, I must talk about this. We're going to talk about what we've been playing. Just move into that. I'll set it off. I had my much talked about multiplayer match with Black Attack, and I took a L.
How'd that go?
Ooh. Okay.
What happened?
It wasn't.
Clearly, I know already.
I lost by the last match by 2 points. which is really like a race out of six or eight. But the thing about it was interesting was that we had the first tournament I was winning, and I got disconnected. I got dropped from PSN, so that went wonk. I was kind of mad. Got back on, was playing, got dropped again. I think we were tied or whatever. I'm not sure. And then the third time, I think I was winning both tournaments, and I got dropped. And then the third tournament we played, I wish he was here so he could verify this. The third tournament we played, I lost by 2 points, and I was kind of salty about that, because I'm like, really? You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. Man, I don't see that. No, man.
So it's all good though. He definitely, regardless of that shit, yo, start the match, man. Regardless of that, he stepped it up. You know, like he definitely been on it, and he was playing really good. Not, you know, I still think that I could beat him, but we're gonna have another game, and apparently Scat's about to get in on it, so.
I'm on it too. I'm on the next one.
What are y'all talking about?
My LG.
Yeah.
I gotta get a PS3. What's up with that sale? You,
dude, they had a sale today.
I can't get one today.
They had a stupid sale. It was like $2.99.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
Yup, $2.99. You got your
okay.
PS3.
Brooke, how many friends do you have online?
On what?
Xbox Live.
Friends total online 8.
I got 16.
Oops.
There's only 3 people on there that's not playing Gears.
Shut up.
You're right. Not. Honestly, one person is playing Pure. And one person is playing Orange Box. And the dude that's playing Orange Box
got Gears.
He got Gears. And he's playing Orange Box because remember, I was talking all that shit about Half-Life.
And he's playing Portal too.
Yeah, but yo, he said Half-Life is the shit.
Yeah, right.
Because it is.
And anyone know what's funny? The other person that's not playing on mine, mm-hmm. He's playing Madden 09, but he got Gears also.
Start the game, dude.
I did start it.
No.
They canceled us out.
You one of those dudes that don't start the game.
No, I started the game and it started looking. Yeah. And the next thing, I just stopped out.
I see you.
Okay, you see me.
You one of those dudes. I hate though. Wipeout HD, man. People just will not start the match. Like, literally, I think it's like they go take a shower or some shit. And you sitting there like, yo, it'd be a full room.
They should have. Oh, you know what happened? Fate left.
Yeah, y'all playing campaign mode, or you guys playing multiplayer?
Horde mode, not campaign yet. I want to run through campaign though with somebody. What y'all do?
Me and Scat's supposed to do it.
All right, man.
Scat run.
We'll see, man. We'll see. Maybe next week it'll be different. All right. Maybe I'll have something. Maybe.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me talk to.
It's definitely quality though. Like my first impressions are. It's better than I thought it would be.
You think somebody could get it without playing? Well, I'm about to get the first one from GameFly. Hopefully someday this
month. Or just rent it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, definitely getting Left 4 Dead, definitely getting Call of Duty, so.
But, yeah, so we play Wipeout. Dude got better, yo. That game, to me, once you get over the initial, there's like an initial learning curve that maybe some people takes 10, 20 minutes, some people takes an hour, but once you get over that learning curve or that curve of how fast or how just the controls, it's great, man. The speed, everything about it.
Hey, Brooke,
we did some crazy shit.
In? What? Arthur or Jay High? No, screw it, Jay High.
Call of Duty, man.
I'm bringing Jay High in. Okay. I invited him.
There was some crazy shit that happened. Like, we were racing, and I hit BA with a missile. And sped right past him. Like, there's some cool shit. Like, he done that shit to me once, too. He shot me off the platform and then finished. Like, yeah. I really like that game. But anyway, other than that, I've been playing Half-Life 2. That game has totally sucked me in, man. that's one of the best games I've ever played, and that's saying a lot. Like, the graphics are great, and it's for such an old game. The story is good, the action is good. It's the perfect balance of a lot of different things. Like,
the hell?
It makes you have to think in the game, because there's different ways you could go about. You could just straight up Bogard and like run and gun, but sometimes it's better to just think about what weapons you have and figure out how to go about getting through it. It's dope.
I do like Half-Life 2. Yeah. I do like it. Only thing I didn't like about Half-Life 2 is that motion sickness. I was getting motion sickness playing that game.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because you'll be running, and then you know how the level's not fully developed. You know, it looks funny. You know, it's not like there's not that much graphics into the ground.
What were you playing it on? PC or 360?
360.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was playing I was playing in 720p when I was playing that game, and I was getting dizzy.
Yeah, I guess it could do that, but yeah, I could understand that definitely, because it's a first person game. Like if you don't have a gun equipped, there's no reticle to be that focal point.
Yeah,
which is kind of why Mirror's Edge has that little red dot that you could focus on so you don't get dizzy. Anyway, but
so, you know, I might have to put a little dot on the screen.
I really like the way it ramps up though, because as I've been progressing, it gets more engaging, and the enemies get more intelligent, and it seems like everything about it, the difficulty and the way I have to think to get through it ramps up. It's really good. So I'm looking forward to going through that and going through episode 1 and 2, and I feel like I'm super late. You know, like,
oh, don't feel bad, cause I'm still on that tip too. I have not beat that game. I've not beat the first one. No, I haven't even played Half-Life 1.
What, episode 1?
No, I haven't even played the original Half-Life.
Me either.
But I play Half-Life 2.
Right.
And that's pretty good.
But the orange box is so cheap, dude. I saw it at Target on Friday, yesterday, for $29. And then GameFly has it for $24.
It's so good. 5 games for $30?
Five games for $30 is the deal.
And then you got Portal.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I don't care what anybody say. I'm not playing. I'm going to be real. Everybody who listen on the podcast, if I can't beat Coltrane, I'm not playing Gears of War.
I'm some dude that looks like he's from Halo.
They all do. You know one thing I got to say about this? Everybody growing up, you know, they growing up. And then, y'all remember Rescue Heroes? These guys look like Rescue Heroes. Like my little brother used to play with. Fisher-Price Rescue Heroes.
Yo, the graphics in this is stepped up. It's real colorful.
And you know, I'm not a graphics guy.
It's
I'm all about the gameplay.
It's the opposite of what it used to be. Well, not the opposite, but it still has that war tone to it, but it's way cleaned up and color, like they use different colors. Like, I like it.
There's blue in this game.
Right, blue and red and yellow. It's like, wow, they definitely listen to the fans and the people who, like me, who was shitting on it.
I've just got murked.
I don't know how to play the game. That's my problem. I don't even know what all these buttons do.
Oh, thank you. Somebody tried to save me.
So I've been playing Half-Life 2 a lot, man. I'm very impressed. I recommend that to everybody. I think that everybody should play that game because it shows you how you can interweave a story into a game without using cutscenes, because there's no cutscenes in the game. The story is relayed through people that you walk up to that talk to you, and just things in the environment that tell you, that gives you clues onto what's going on.
I do like I like the beginning of the game, because they be like, the people be helping you hide.
Right.
Run over here, watch it.
But
I'll protect you.
It's like that throughout the whole game. The people lead you to where you need to go next and stuff like that. And, like, for example, I'm in a part now where I'm in a prison again. But there's these screens, and you could press the button on the screen, and it'll show you different places in the prison, and you can see the action going on. It's kind of crazy. So, especially after playing like a Metal Gear Solid 4 with it's so cutscene heavy, it's kind of refreshing to play a game like that that's the opposite, where the narrative is all in game.
I always like that. Like, Time Crisis, where like things go on in the story and you never really leave the game itself.
Oh man, Time Crisis is so annoying. The arcade game.
You mean
dope.
With the
when
guns?
When you played on PlayStation, that's
talking about the arcade though.
Okay. When you had to push the button, you had to put the foot down so you can hide.
Yeah, like the story would just keep going, and you wouldn't have any cutscene. Would just be like, "Hey, come over here." You run over there.
Watch it. You know, like, watch it. These guys are definitely—they trying to kill us. The president need help.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think highly recommended at $29. Cop that, for real. Do yourself a favor. For real, for real. I think everybody should experience that shit, the Half-Life series. So I've been playing that. Wipeout. I just caught Burnout Paradise yesterday. And Little Big Planet. So I played Little Big Planet yesterday. But throughout the week, most of what I've been playing has been Half-Life, Wipeout, HD. And that's it. I played some Ridge Racer a little bit, but not that much. And Dark Sector, yeah, because I bought that for $12, but I'm not really that impressed with it. It's worth $12, but if you think about for $29, you could put an extra 15 in and get Orange Box. There's really no reason to play a game like Dark Sector. So, you know.
Woo!
So I have not chainsaw battle yet.
How do you chainsaw?
B. And you just go cut them up. I keep on saying I'm down. Like I'm talking to somebody on a headset, you know? Like, somebody help me.
Screw you guys.
Oh, man. I gotta give mad props to Microsoft. I mean, to the people who made Gears, because now you can crawl.
Yep, you can do everything.
The first one you couldn't crawl.
Damn, this dude has a flamethrower. What have y'all been playing? What have you been playing, Space Bars?
Ooh, crawling. Okay.
Such a hater. Uh-huh.
What a hater. Hate.
Yeah.
We're over
here having a gun battle in the arcade. Sorry to cut you off, but go ahead.
Me too.
Playing Soul Calibur right now with my arcade stick, which I'm about to finish designing real soon. It's gonna be hot. I've been playing a lot of Super Street Fighter Turbo.
Oh, really?
Get out of here. I don't want to hear that.
I've been playing a whole lot of Super Street Fighter Turbo on my Nintendo Wii, the download. So I've been playing that. I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart.
You mean
Kart.
Super Turbo?
Super Turbo, yeah. Super Street Fighter Turbo.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just trying to...
Yeah, abbreviate me. I've also been playing... Well, I just finished Call of Duty 4 not too long ago. Love that game. That's like... Man, I love that game. I've been playing a bunch of demos and betas, honestly. Call of Duty beta, playing that like crazy. I'm not bored of it yet. I've been playing Left 4 Dead since I've got it the other day. I've been running Madden, of course. Played Halo a little bit. Halo's getting... I'm not saying it's getting soft to me, but I'm anticipating other games so much that I haven't been really looking at Halo too much. But, what else have I been playing?
Oh.
Tuesday, I'll be playing Call of Duty, the official version. I got this Midnight Club game I've been trying to play and trying to be like, okay, well, it's Rockstar. It should be fun.
Ooh, I got... Sorry.
I realize Rockstar, they don't make fun games. They just make games.
you got a point.
They
just make games. You know,
they just do that now.
Let's see. What else am I playing? I mean, for the most part, I played that Lego Batman demo. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't even lie, man. The Lego Batman was pretty hot.
Oh shit, who got the motherfucking Dawn and
Flamethrower?
Clearly these guys are playing Gears of War.
I agree with you saying though about the Rockstar thing. Like,
they just make games. Come on, Rockstar was just doing games when State of Emergency came out. They lied to everybody with that shit. you know, when that game came out, it made you think that this game was going to be so great because of Grand Theft Auto and shit from before, and that game was ass.
Like, Rockstar has never impressed me the way Valve has impressed me. Like, Valve has impressed me consistently. Portal, Half-Life, Left 4 Dead. Even Team Fortress was pretty cool.
You can't forget they made Counter-Strike, a game that everybody plays. Well, not me. I got it, though.
That is a classic game, though. That's like one of the... That's one of the, you know... Big FPS, first big FPS games.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but
Rockstar.
Yeah, Rockstar. Wonk, wonk. I mean, they're okay, but GTA 4
way more hype than anything else.
Yeah, GTA 4 was like Chinese food. Like, it was really, it tasted really good, but
still hungry.
Yeah, I'm still hungry now. Like, an hour later, I'm hungry again.
You know, one thing I gotta say, I gotta give
right
shots out to Electronic Arts, man. You know how bad people down them, real bad, and they've been doing good with games for the last couple of years.
They came out with some really whack games, though. I mean, they have some decent franchises, but at the same time, like, they have some franchises that really need work and will always be number two. Shouts out to them, though. I'm not a total hater. I'm just saying, like, Medal of Honor. Medal of Honor is a decent war game, but it's not Call of Duty.
Hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Madden is definitely the premier sports game, but they only because Sega was making those 2K games for NFL, and they were so good that EA bought the license.
Being smart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a good business move, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying... Yeah, you know, shouts out, whatever. I'm done hating. Shouts out to Namco.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about Namco and that classic shit.
Arcade Fighters. Shouts out to them for real.
Damn.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm playing now. It's going to be Gears. It's going to be Resistance. I'm going to open up Resistance finally and Fallout 3. And in Call of Duty, I'm going to be on that. I've been playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
You have a Dreamcast or something?
No, I don't have a Dreamcast. I got it on PlayStation 2.
I feel like I should buy a Dreamcast just to buy one, because it's so damn cheap.
Man, so, that video game store I worked at, it was only $20 for a Dreamcast.
Damn, $20. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. And they had, like, bookloos of them. Like, if there'd be 1 minute, there'd be none. And then the next thing you know, a bajillion of them. Right in Game Exchange. That was my store, man. I love that store. That was one of the best video game plays. Because it wasn't about the newer games. It was about, the old school games. Why you think I got a lot of them classic games, man? Games that people can't find. But I've been playing Final Fantasy Crisis Core for the PSP. Geometry Wars for the DS. That is so wrong, man. I'll be
at addicted
work
to the Geometry Wars.
I was addicted to it already, but when I played on the DS, it was just like, man.
Have you played the new Xbox version?
No, I haven't.
Oh, boy.
I love Geometry Wars. When I first played it, when I was at work. I seen somebody playing it, and they was playing the demo, and I'm like, oh man, that shit dope. And then I started playing it, and I thought Geometry Wars remind me of a way better Smash TV by the controls, you know, which is a game they should not remake. Please don't remake it. But yeah, man, Geometry Wars for the DS. Crisis Core for the PSP, and Saga Frontier for the PS1, and I've been playing a lot of PlayStation games lately. Old. Seems like Brooke is probably he's in a shootout. I need to save ya or something.
Yeah, I'm in a shootout.
Quick note, Soul Calibur with the arcade stick is way more fun.
Dude, any fighting game with the arcade stick is...
Right.
the way it's supposed to be played.
Why you think I was hooping and hollering that day when you was talking about, man, controller over arcade stick? And I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, dude, arcade stick. How you going to decide that?
Yeah, this arcade stick is like...
Oh, man, I just got cut in half by the computer. He chainsawed me from the back.
Oh, no, damn.
Yeah, boss.
Damn, I just got chainsawed,
like, there goes
too.
Brooklyn. Got chainsaw too.
I ran out of bullets.
How many people are on each squad?
We got 5 men against a bunch of AI.
Okay.
And I ain't talking about Allen Iverson.
Sounds like Left 4 Dead. So Left 4 Dead is like Guild, like Gears of War as well.
Basically, it's the same shit. Except Left 4 Dead, you have to get to a place. Like, you have a destination. This one is just surviving and taking them out.
I think the multiplayer mode in Left 4 Dead will have an element like that as well, which is zombies coming at you. Like.
Yeah, then you have the mode where you alternate, and then you're the zombie, and then they're the zombie.
And you know, Call of Duty's gonna have a zombie mode also.
Why are they doing that though? That just sounds stupid to me. Like that. See, that's when I'm just like, why? Because you know,
isn't there supposed to be a zombie mode for Grand Theft Auto 4 also coming out? I think that's supposed to be like their little multiplayer.
It's just like the zombie mode is like, that's the bandwagon shit to be on now. Let's just make a zombie mode.
I hate zombie. I'm going to tell you the truth. I hated zombie mode on Halo 3.
Yeah, I hate that shit too.
Because you be trying to kill them. Next thing you know, they running faster than me.
Yeah, that's the worst mode in the game,
honestly. It's the worst mode. It's like, then you're infected. And I'm like, I don't want to be infected. I just want to play Halo.
And they make you play that joint. Like, it's not even an option. You have to play zombie mode.
What are those tallies in the,
how many kills you got?
A word?
Yeah. Look like you only got one.
I got one. Shut up.
I didn't mean to expose you.
I don't know how to play, though.
He's good, see? Oh, man, I got a shield and all that shit.
Expose. Brooke gets one kill.
Called out.
Man, hey, Fang just sent me a message. The brick is on. You already know what the brick is doing. He probably got 8 bajillion copies of this. He probably got his head shaved up like it.
He is definitely... He's been playing Gears of War 2 since I can remember.
Man, oh my gosh,
like,
man.
He is a Gears of War 2 fan.
Jabba made it.
No, oops. The brick.
Oh.
Well, I remember when... Man, I remember he was talking about the best games ever. Gears. That's all he did.
Yeah,
about.
I remember that. I started that thread, I think.
Yeah.
Gears of War 1.
Gears. I remember when his 360 died. Y'all remember that famous time when his 360 died? He was playing over his nephew's house. Gears. Under his name. Not his nephew's name. Under his name. You know how long it takes to retrieve your motherfucking gamer tag? It takes about like from 15 to 30 minutes.
He was dedicated to the cause, man.
Man, he is a Gears fanatic. Shouts out to the brick.
Uh-oh. Fighting the apprentice again. Oh, damn it!
You fight the apprentice while we go save the horde, you know, fight the horde off, you know. Gears of War.
Got him. Got him! Still just as satisfying.
Somebody has some kind of crazy mortar weapon.
Gears of War. Nobody cares about that game. Yeah. Clearly no one's playing Gears of War right now.
Clearly. I died. I'm always dying.
You be aight.
I gotta learn how to play. So, let's see. What else is cracking in the game world? I mean, we went through... I'm just utterly shocked that you haven't played Fable 2, Talon. Like, that's like... Oh.
Everybody's gonna beat my ass because of that. Like, man, you the biggest Fable geek and everything.
Is Fable anything like World of Warcraft?
Nah. No.
This is you run up and you attack the people.
You don't do that in World of Warcraft?
Man, I played WoW one time.
I never played WoW World of Warcraft, so I'm not really sure.
I played it one time.
From what I know about World of Warcraft, it's basically kind of like Resistance to co-op. Where you have different people that have different skill sets, and y'all have to work together to accomplish a certain mission.
Please don't, man. I can't stand. I'm gonna tell you, my man's not about that game.
Is it turn-based, or is it like you're actually controlling the character, though?
You really don't really control. You tell him attack, and then you run anywhere. It's open world, you know. And you can fight. You can.
Your bike sounds
funny. Player versus player.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I couldn't stand that game. I bought the game because he said get the game.
What?
And I ended up getting the game because I wanted to play a game with him, and he got mad because he said that the only way he got the game because I got the game. I'm like, you already was a level 28 when I started off. He was in World of Warcraft is like one of the most addictive.
Yo, your mic is breaking up.
Yeah, your mic is crazy right now.
All right, done. World of Warcraft is like one of the most addictive games I ever seen. It's like Evercrack.
The Whitney Houston game.
Heroin, the video game.
Certified by Bobby Brown. But yeah, so, alright, fellas, let's wrap it up. I mean, we went over everything. I do want to say this before we wrap it up, though. Before we do shout outs. Vote for us on iTunes. Vote for the Game Manx podcast on iTunes. On the site, you'll see a link that I added this week. So when you see this podcast, you'll see an iTunes link. Click on it. Put a good comment. Vote for us so we could get props. If you like the show, if you hate it, fuck you.
How you love Space Boss.
If you hate it, fuck
you.
Man, you
can't forget about your boy, True Talent.
If you have any feedback, post up, things you want us to cover. Holla. I never really end. I always forgot to say that, so you know, get at us. So shout outs, BK Beats, with CigarBrarPresidente.com. I don't know, fellas.
Who's next? Me?
Shout out. I got a shout out too. I got a shout out to that motherfucker who did the crazy combo video on Street Fighter HD Remix.
Yeah.
Whoever did that, you a beast.
It's Capcom.
Shouts out. You done?
I'm done.
Shouts out to everybody not playing Gears of War right now. Suffering. Everybody suffering, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, not playing Gears, you know, everybody going through the struggle. shouts out to everybody picking up Call of Duty on Tuesday, and big fuck you to GameStop, because you guys still haven't sent me my Call of Duty beta code, but I better have that updated weapon the first day. I'm going to be kind of pissed, because
I would like to say on that note, to add this to that, I really like the way people on GameManx.com are sharing codes and hooking up each other. It's really cool. You know,
seriously.
It's a really good thing about the site that makes it really good, a good place to be in a post and to, like, to talk about shit, because, like, you get to know about, like, I've learned about games that I wouldn't have necessarily played and gotten access to betas that I necessarily wouldn't have because motherfuckers would just hook me up. So, like, I wouldn't have had the Call of Duty beta code had not somebody hooked me up from the site. So, I just wanted to say that was cool, and word up, keep that shit up. That shit's hot.
Yeah, I gotta give mad shots out to that too, because I've been on other forum sites and they if you're talking about giving out stuff or somebody asking for a beta, you're basically getting cut off. You're getting banned for that. That because they consider it begging and all that stuff. I'm like, man, I get codes. You know, we get codes random. You know, sign up, we get a beta code. Man, send it out to people. You know, I've been getting extra beta codes like crazy, so I started handing beta codes out.
Spread love.
Word.
So that's it.
Word.
So okay. That's other it. Than that, stay tuned for like more impressions of Gears.
Call of Duty impressions next
Call
week.
Call of Duty impressions.
Resistance 2, Fallout 3.
Word. What else is coming out next week? That's it, right?
You want me to get my book? I got a book full of games that come out.
Yeah, what's coming out next
Hold
week?
Hold on.
Dun dun. Got mad quiet.
I'm waiting for them to get the book. I'm over here playing Soul Calibur. At least that people still playing this online.
It's always going to be people playing Soul Calibur.
This is my first time playing online.
What?
Yeah, I haven't played it online. I just play it.
You've never played it online?
Soul Calibur online? Nah.
What? You've had that game for months now.
I know.
Who had that game for months? What game?
He's had Soul Calibur for months and never played online. That sounds preposterous.
I'm doing it right now.
There's a lot of games coming out next week.
Like what?
Okay. I'm going to name games that I think that need to be shut out. Okay, the Animal Crossing's coming out.
Hit start on the damn Gears. Oh, it's searching. Go. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Animal Crossing's coming out. The Banjo-Kazooie's coming out. Call of Duty's coming out. The Dragon Ball Z games are coming out. The Infinity World and Origins. And Mirror's Edge is coming out next week.
What? What day?
Same day as
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
What day is that?
The 11th.
God.
Mortal Kombat versus DC, everybody's favorite game.
That shit's gonna tank. It's gonna be on clearance. I might cop it when it's on clearance.
When does it come out?
Yep. This is what's supposed to be coming out. Oh damn! I didn't get Coltrane. That's bullshit. What else is supposed to be coming out? Tecmo Bowl is supposed to be coming out also.
Tecmo Bowl?
For the DS.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm about to say what?
No, you ain't said it right. You're supposed to say hut, 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 hut. Push the A button. And Valkyrie Chronicles and SmackDown vs. Raw. Valkyrie Chronicles, man, that game is amazing. Graphics wise. If you like anime, yes. I enjoy that demo. But you gotta be an RPG fan to really get into it though. But it's a different kind of RPG game though. It's you got bullets. You are shooting at another group of people, you know. It's like a war game. Except with RPG. Please don't fall out, because that's a Sega game. It can't do worse than 27 million on a remake.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it, guys.
That's it, man. So hold up, what day is Mirror's Edge coming out?
Tuesday.
Supposed to be the 11th.
Oh man, that's nuts. So check us back next week for more impressions on this shit.
The proof is in the pudding.
Word. Any last words, fellas? Till next week.
Next week. Call of Duty 4. World War. But it's not Call of Duty 5. It's Call of Duty 4, World at War. Technically.
The fuck?
Nah, I was gonna say, shouts out to Call of Duty. That's it.
Shout out to Gears of War. Now I'm pissed.
Oh, that's a catchphrase.
Yeah, that's what Marcus Fenix, when he be dead, when you had to revive him, he be like, now I'm pissed. I'm getting fucked up, bro. I got this big guy.
Shout out to everybody still playing Soul Calibur, kicking my ass right
Shout
now.
Out to Tomb Raider. Can't wait till you're on clearance.
Yeah, I'm not getting that game anymore.
That's crazy. We didn't even talk about that, though. How the demo basically let everybody know they don't want it.
Like, I wanted that game until I played the demo and I remembered what it was like playing Tomb Raider.
You know what? I'm gonna say something about that. Bionic Commando.
What?
I remember why I didn't want to get that game. Cause I hated that shit growing up.
Why?
I forgot that you couldn't jump on that piece of shit game.
Oh, what? You talking about the old school one?
Yeah. I forgot all about that shit. So, I hated the arcade, I hated the NES version, and
Have you played the HD one?
I got it.
So what's up? Yeah, that's just hot.
I hate that shit.
What? Rearmed?
Yeah,
he doesn't like the game mechanics. He doesn't like the way it moves.
That shit is the bomb, man.
I
you wildin'.
So I forgot I couldn't jump on that
Fuck
shit. I was like,
jumping.
Jump?
That's why you got the arm.
Man, you know how many times you be in the midst of the battle. He's like, you want to jump and you can't jump because there is nothing.
I'm surprised you're even saying that. I'm surprised you're even saying that, dude. I'm almost offended.
You can be offended.
I'm not offended, but I'm almost offended. Because that's the whole thing with the game is that you got the arm and you use the swing mechanic.
Man, you be there's sometimes where you be getting shot out and you want to jump and you can't jump because there's nothing grab on to.
Jumping is overrated.
Shit, yeah. I better not be seeing you jumping on Halo no more when we be shooting it out. Yeah, big ass shootout in Brooklyn jumping up in the air so I couldn't hit his ass.
I think I missed the boat on this Soul Calibur online experience. Everybody's way too good.
Oh, really? They don't have matchmaking?
No, you know what it's called. It means he can't button mash like he used to. Button mash!
I just ran through the arcade mode like nothing. But I'm in the...
I don't know about that, man. Remember that time? The whole podcast was you trying to beat The Apprentice.
Yeah, when I first got it. I just remember I said I was playing The Apprentice earlier. If you were paying attention to me earlier, instead of playing Gears of War, you'd have realized that I was fighting The Apprentice. I beat him the first time around, and I went online.
Oh, yeah. I was
my kid. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was on that Gears of War. That's what it was.
Yeah. Now I'm pissed.
Butt mashing.
Yeah, button mashing.
Well, so HD Remix is supposed to come out this month, man, so...
It's on.
No excuses not to fucking be...
You better have no excuse to talk about, man. Man, my button jacked up, man. I'm blowing your mouth out.
You talking about me?
Yeah, on everybody. The proof is in the pudding. That's the phrase right there. The proof is in the pudding.
All right, Bill Cosby. Fucking Bill Cosby over here. I'm definitely enjoying this Gears of War experience.
Oh man, I'm having fun.
And I ain't even like the first one. I fucking sold that shit. Literally.
Y'all stop fucking my Gears of War?
Damn. Gears of War? Man, how many people's on your friend list that got Gears of War?
Everybody.
Nice. He counted too. That's why he's so pissed. Man, you better find somewhere to rent that shit.
Yeah, dude, just, you know.
Gamefly, man. I'm just
Gamefly. You got the same system, the same company you was just shitting on like 5 seconds ago.
I mean, you said find somewhere to rent it. That's my access to rented games.
You fucked then, basically.
I'm fucked. That's why I'm like pissed. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just gonna go buy Brook and play it.
You might as well. And I got some curry chicken.
Man, I got you.
I have currently 8 people, 8 friends online right now. Right. 4 of them are playing Gears of War out of 8. So 50% of people. No, 5 of them. 5 out of 8 people are playing it right now. Hold on, 1 minute.
I think Gears of War they sold 1 million copies in 3 days. I bet you.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. They probably shipped it. They probably have a platinum pre-order.
Yep. More pre-order than, what game? There was one game that went, they went platinum on their pre-order, and it wasn't this.
Probably. I could see Galaxy going platinum on pre-order. I don't know. What else came out recently that everybody bought?
Resistance?
A lot of people bought Fable, too.
Everybody I know.
Fallout 3, they said they sold like 3 million or they shipped like 3 million. Fallout 3 really did well.
It won game, E3 game show. Game of show. IGN gave it game of the year too. I mean, E3 game show.
Oh, really? Best of show or whatever?
Yeah. and Video Game Critic Award, and GameSpy gave it to it. That's a lot of people right there. Damn, that motherfucker just blew his motherfucking brains out. What is this? Oh my gosh, we got the motherfucking Rhino on here. What's this guy?
Y'all playing with Scott?
No, Scott can't play because his connection over his father's house.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's on gift right now.
Yeah. I tried to invite him. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to invite my boy right now.
Scott's wildin'. So, alright, we bugging out. Let's fucking just wrap this shit up.
Yeah, man. It's taking y'all so long. Get off that damn Gears of War.
Yeah, get on it.
Hate.
Fellas, it's been fun. Episode 17. Catch us next week. More shit talking. Peace.
Yeah.